want to increase collaboration when new people bring you ideas, stay tuned for an incredibly simple way of communicating with your team that guarantees increased creativity, connection, and, as I said, collaboration. Hi, Shannon Waller here, and welcome to Team Success. I was in a workshop 2 weeks ago, and I heard one of our brilliant clients, whose name at the moment is escaping me, say something. And I was like, oh, that is a stroke of genius. I need to share that. And in our conversation, we were talking about, you know, how do you work with a team and how do you get your ideas through and how is that process working? And what he said was, well, when I hear an idea from a team member, I figure out, what can I say yes to? And I was like, interesting, because he said, not all of the idea is good sometimes, or sometimes it's not totally thought out, or sometimes we know that parts of it just aren't going to work. But I really, really try to find the parts that I can say yes to. And I just thought, oh my gosh, what an incredible coaching point. So this is what I want to talk about today and why this is important. I think it's really important if you're a team leader, if you're an entrepreneur, even if you're someone who has some kind of yes or no, yay or nay power in the organization about an idea, is to know that it's actually really scary for team members to bring up their ideas to you. And some people have lots of ideas. I look at Colby Quick Start for this, or Working Genius Invention for this. Other people, not so much. And if they do mention an idea to you, they've thought it through, they've done research, they've done the planning. And if you do a quick, no, that's not going to work, we tried that before, oh, they're so disheartened. And they're probably not going to give you another new idea for months, if not years, because it was so demoralizing and so disheartening that they weren't able to get their ideas across. Now, for me, I have to be super, super, super careful about this because I have a lot of ideas. Ideas are just kind of factory installed. I have both a 9 quick start on Colby and invention with Working Genius. So there's a lot of ideas just kind of factory installed. Other things, not so much. So if someone comes to me with a very different profile, or even if I don't know what they're, and they give me a new idea, I need to know that they're not me. And I can't treat them like me. Like, you don't like one of my ideas, I might be bummed for a minute, but then I'll have another one. That's not the case for everybody. So I need to be very, very, very conscious and respectful of other people bringing new ideas to me, because I am in a position of power. I am in a position of status in an organization. Much as I just try and be like everybody else, that's the reality. It's probably the reality for you too. Knowing how to receive an idea, I think, is really important. And knowing that you have power over them. You know, if not directly, then maybe you influence someone who does. So their reputation's at stake, their progress is at stake, their status is at stake, their income is at stake. Lots of things they put on that, even though you may not, they do. So really appreciating the mindset or the standpoint of people coming to you with new ideas, first of all, I think is most important. And I just love the graciousness that this client spoke up with in my 10X workshop. Because he said, yeah, I really try and find, you know, the part of it that I can say yes to. Literally, my ears perked up. It was like, oh, that is so great. So even if it's not the whole idea, because sometimes the whole idea, no, we can't do that. It doesn't make sense, or they don't have all the input they need. So he will say, the part of this that I can say yes to is. Now, how great is that for someone to receive that? You know, if I were to pitch a new idea, which actually I have one I'm going to pitch soon, I would love to be responded to that way. You know, if I bring an issue or an idea to the EOS team, I would love someone to say, oh, this part of it's really easy to say yes to. I'm like, thanks. Then I am way more open and negotiable about the parts that maybe they don't think make sense, or that maybe I haven't thought through. And so, you know, just being able to say yes to something, if it's not the whole thing, opens up a much deeper conversation. And if they're a thoughtful person, which hopefully they are, then what that really allows is for more conversation. You explaining, the parts of it that I'm having difficulty with are this, this, and this. Do you have some ideas? Help them think it through with you. Or you're like, oh, the obstacle I'm seeing in the parameter that is an issue, it could be budget, time, resources, technology. They're like, oh yeah, I hadn't thought about that. That is an issue we'll have to figure out. useful, right? Then you're on the same page. You're not always in this seat from on high going, yes, no, yes, no. Blech. Who wants that? There's no collaboration. There's no creativity. There's no, Babs calls it, collective intelligence happening, because it's just a yes or no. And that's really no fun. So if you can say, hey, here's the part I can say yes to. This is the other part having trouble with, then really we're able to get on the same page and work together. So short and simple idea to implement, but how brilliant. So if you're the person who shared this with me, thank you for listening. And thank you for letting me share your idea. You shared it with a workshop, so I'm going to take liberties and assume it's fine to share it with you. But I just thought that was so wise. So really being aware of when people bring ideas to you, where they're coming from, which is undoubtedly different than where you're coming from when you bring up a new idea, how you can respond incredibly graciously and allow other people to win and to contribute and to get a bigger picture that is where probably where you're coming from, I think is really key. Now, how do you put this into action? Well, the next meeting that you're in where someone pitches an idea or brings up a brainstorming idea in a meeting, and even if you think you're like, ooh, where are they coming from? I want you to ask yourself the question first, what part of this can I say yes to? Is it their intent? Is it one of their strategies? Is it their reasoning? You know, is it their data? There are lots of pieces of ideas that we can go back to. Is it their conclusion? You're like, I totally agree with your conclusion, but how you got there in this particular instance, I'm confused. Can you clarify that for me, especially given this, this, and this? And they might be like, oh, yeah, no, that doesn't work. I'm like, okay, good. We're on the same page, right? I had someone do that in a meeting with me today. Kathy's like, no, we should have a different approach of how to get there. May have sounded like we were clashing a little bit, but then she goes, for this point that you made, 100% completely with you. That was awesome. You know, that was the part she could say yes to. So there's lots of different ways of saying it, but I just wanted to share that with you because I thought it was powerful and I just thought it was positive. And I think it really leads to positive and collaborative teamwork, which is Strategic Coach's number one core value. But sometimes knowing how to do that is challenging. So really simple, next meeting you're in, no matter who it is, could be someone higher level than you, someone lower level than you, someone same level as you in the organization. And I want you to think, actually, this is a great thing to do with your entrepreneur. If you're not the entrepreneur, say, hey, this is the part that really makes sense to me. I think we could totally do this part. And then bring up your considerations with the other one. I think you will be amazed about how well this works, how validated people are, how less defensive they are, especially if you have any questions about their ideas. I'm not going to say criticism because hopefully you can frame it in the form of a question, but I think you will be very impressed with how this makes a great contribution, as I said, to positive and collaborative teamwork. That's it for today. I hope you found this interesting. I hope you have a really quick takeaway. I love when there's one actionable idea. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or comments, let me know at questions@strategiccoach.com. And as always, here's to your team success.